Wednesday, Unwoke Nation, and I want to welcome you to episode 54 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys Rich and Tim bring you the latest and greatest information every single week for your entertainment, baby. I am your host, Rich, along with my co-host over here, Tim. How you doing, Timmy?
Oh, good, and you're Rich, man?
Doing great, man, doing great. Guys, we love all this feedback we've been getting, and we've been really enjoying coming over to brand new topics. I mean, it has been busy over here in the U.S. of A, for sure.
I know, man. Unwoke Nation, there is a plethora of stories out there to cover. I mean, shoot, Rich and I were talking tonight at dinner that what are we going to cover next? I mean, there's just so much.
An abundance of information.
Yeah, it's ridiculous what's going on. You know, before we get into tonight's topic, guys, we just wanted to let you know we are on all the major podcasting platforms. You can find us on Google, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio. We're out there. We are on all the major podcasting platforms, guys. Tune in, do a search for The Unwoke Show. You'll find us out there. We've got a lot of great content already out there, ready for your listening pleasure. And with that, tonight, guys, we're going to kick things off with Banned in the USA, TikTok style.
Oh, boy, this will be a good one now.
Hope you're getting that reference out there, Unwoke Nation. But, you know, we want you guys to get involved with us. And I think this is going to be a pretty good topic considering just how popular TikTok is today amongst, you know, kids, teens, high schoolers.
Farmers. They were doing a commercial of farmers doing stuff.
Exactly.
Like that's something.
Commercials like I learned it on TikTok.
Campaign, right.
Old folks out there as well. I mean, it's pretty crazy to think just how big TikTok is and how popular it is right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just a little backstory. TikTok and its sister application, Douyin, is owned by a company called ByteDance Limited. And ByteDance is a Chinese internet technology company that is headquartered in Haidian, Beijing. And they're incorporated in the Cayman Islands. In 2022, they had a revenue of $85.2
billion. Wow.
Yeah, and according to CNBC, they're roughly valued at, say, $270
billion. Man.
Yeah. So, and that's going to be on TikTok and Douyin primarily, right?
Wow.
So, I guess, you know, based on the title alone, you can kind of understand why the U.S. government is concerned over TikTok, right? You know, if anybody's been paying attention to the news lately, and when I say lately, I would have to say the last 4 years, relations with China have been a little tenuous and strained.
To use another rap term, it's getting kind of hectic.
Yeah, it's definitely getting kind of hectic. And,
yeah.
And so, there's been a big concern over the data that TikTok is collecting, and that data could be used to spy on Americans. And so, you know, if you don't know what TikTok is, it's literally sharing short clip videos of you in real time on what you're doing to the world.
Yeah.
Right? And so, as you can imagine, there's TikTok videos on how to shop at Costco and what the sale signs mean. There is people who talk about cooking on TikTok, right? And there's a whole cottage industry that has grown up around TikTok and obviously social media itself. But I would have to say that TikTok is definitely at the forefront, right? And so from ByteDance's perspective, they viewed this potential law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. as unconstitutional, which is not a surprise. And they say they plan to challenge it in court, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, BitDance is claiming that they've invested billions of dollars to keep U.S. data safe and their platform free from outside influence and manipulation, right? ByteDance goes on to claim that the ban would devastate 7 million businesses and silence 170 million Americans. The silence, that's a stretch because...
Americans have no problem being silent.
No. I mean, we love to talk, we love to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's platforms still like Facebook.
Right, exactly. Twitter, and Rumble and Twitter and, you know, Rumble, Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, right. That's a bit of a stretch on saying, hey,
Discord,
that's...
Discord, even though it's
yeah,
a different...
Yeah, you're right. Exactly,
medium,
you know...
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no shortage of platforms out there where America can express itself.
Mm.
The problem is where it becomes TikTok is the most popular... Okay, and I'd have to put that, I would say TikTok's even more popular than Instagram, even though I would put Instagram, you know, probably in the top three, right up there with Facebook, right? And so, America feels that the Chinese Communist Party has been able to somewhat control, you know, what is posted on TikTok, right? That data, since the company resides in Beijing, right?
Mm.
And so this new law is going to require its Chinese owner to sell the app.
Okay? Right.
It's TikTok, i.e. ByteDance, has gone on to say that they're not an agent of China or any other country. I mean, naturally, anybody's going to say that.
Yeah, right? They're going to deny
it. We're independent.
Right.
ByteDance, you know, it insists that it's not a Chinese firm, and then it's pointing to the global investment firms that own 60% of it. But at the end of the day, you're still a Beijing-based business.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to come down to it. I mean, they say, oh, you know, we're independent. No, I'm sorry. You know, the words China and independent are not normally... synonymous. So.
Right. It's doesn't
not.
Work. No, it doesn't. Realistically, the effort that it would take to ban it, I mean, you're looking 2 to 3 years, right? Because it's guaranteed to be challenged.
Yeah.
It's going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
Clearly on a First Amendment debate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's the legal portion of it. Then there's just the popularity of the app with young Americans. Mm. And not just young Americans. I would say every American in some capacity. For those who are on TikTok. I personally am not on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't see the attraction to it, honestly. And maybe it's just me because I don't know that... there's anything that I would want to record myself to put out there to, you know, that's essentially clickbait to try to get likes and
mm-hmm.
and everything, right? So there's that piece of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to say about two in three young people in the U.S. have a TikTok account, and this is coming from the professor of human behavior at Oxford University, right? And as I said, the primary challenge to this is going to be freedom of speech and freedom of expression, right? It's going to be difficult, like I said, to ban it, just purely on First Amendment alone.
Yeah, for freedom of expression, right.
The reality, if you're Beijing and I have a company that's valued at $270 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, who here in the U.S. from a acquisition perspective could roughly pull off
$270 billion?
Yeah.
I mean, also, we look at some of the... I mean, most recently, we've seen situations of... obviously, with Elon Musk buying up Twitter, which is now X.
Right.
I know we like to talk about these guys as like it's just so willy-nilly. It's, oh, such and such bought this team for $2.5 billion or right. like that. You know, money that, you know, most people are kind of like, really? But, yeah, I would think it would have to be somebody that very much is, like, out there, that type work. Because we're talking about they have to be a U.S. owner. Is that correct?
Yeah, they've got to be.
I mean, they'd have to be Elon-esque in some way. Or, I mean, I can't think of any billionaires off the top of my head right now that could come up with $270 billion, obviously not thinking of negotiations or whatever, but that I can think of that would say, hey, I would take on that just to make it a U.S. company. And, okay. You know, and I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, it's like whoever this company is and they're saying like, hey, you need to buy it where so and you already know, like I said, the value is at $270 billion. I mean, no, bro, we're gonna make some really good money off this. So we talking 3-4, whatever it is, you know, 300 or 400 billion,
okay.
Double it up.
I'm going to read from a site called companiesmarketcap.com.
Okay.
And this lists the market cap valuation.
Gotcha.
And it ranks them, right? So the first name that comes to mind, and it's in the number one spot, Microsoft at roughly $3 trillion.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
Apple at $2.6 trillion.
Mm.
Now, this next one, I don't think it would not fit or would make sense. NVIDIA. They're a graphics card company mainly aimed at gamers and enterprise level compute platforms, right? $2 trillion. Alphabet, the parent company of Google.
Mm.
$2
trillion. We are talking trillion with a D. Yep.
And again, this is market cap valuation, right? I'm going to skip number five because it's a Saudi-based company. Amazon at $1.8 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meta.
Right, which is Facebook.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
$1.3 trillion.
Wow.
Okay, so then those are... I'm going to stop there. Because outside this Saudi business, those are your top seven companies, just based on market cap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw out number three, which is NVIDIA, because it wouldn't make sense for them.
Right.
It wouldn't fit in. It would not fit well into their portfolio.
Yeah, you're basically naming a lot of the U.S. companies.
Yeah. So, Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really fit within their portfolio of what they're doing? I would say no.
No, it probably wouldn't or so, but if you're looking at it from Bill Gates' perspective of like you know, we all have been hearing about this for a long time. I mean, he's gathering up, you know, all types of farmland or and that has absolutely nothing to do with software.
Right.
And so you got that, but
he's more aimed at biomedical type stuff, right?
Right, right.
I'm going to give you the two to me, or the three to me that would make sense, or not. Two that I think would make sense. Three might be a stretch, just because it's a competitor. So, Apple.
Yeah.
Right, a lot of people review products on TikTok. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If Apple decided it wanted to get into the social media business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Apple got into TV, so we can't really say it can't happen.
Right. I would have to go the Alphabet, Google.
I was gonna say maybe Google's probably a good choice.
Right. And the outlier on that would have to be, I think, Meta, because I think TikTok, it directly competes with Instagram Reels.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe so that's it that right there, right? That's kind of my thoughts on it. So the next thing I want to pose to you is TikTok really a danger to the West?
You know, I have a TikTok. I have not been using it as much lately, and also, but everybody kept saying, oh, you know, TikTok's a great thing to do for business and all this other stuff and da-da-da. And I had a hard time actually understanding what I was going to use it for. Like, literally, my first video was probably, 3 years ago? And it was me taking a morning run at 4 a.m. Yeah, that's right. I wake up at 4 a.m. to go for a run. And I think I took a picture of my feet and then, like, where I was running and added some music to it like that. And I got, 400 or 500 views just right then. I'm like, this is my flipping feet. It's like, what's going on? You're sickos? No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
You know, but I just didn't know what it was all about or whatever. So, but people kept saying, like, no, you can go on TikTok and do this and, you know, put this about your product or whatever case it be. And it's kind of like, oh, okay. You know, so, but I mean, I don't know how much. I don't know. I'm having a hard time to really kind of understand it. Where is it more just for entertainment? Now, I've been on it for entertainment. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll see the same DJs doing some set every single day and they get 20, 30,000 people. These are the lives. You know, they'll do the lives and they'll do that. Or you'll have people, you know, doing, you know, who might be opposing political. These are the common things I tend to see when I do flip on it. And it's like people doing like the opposing stuff, like, you know, two people on, one might be a Biden, one might be a Trump or whatever. They do stuff, you know, that type of stuff. But is it a danger to the West? I mean, it only seems like it's a danger to the West because that's what we hear about.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to tell.
So I'm going to give you a few supposed concerns, right? Number one, TikTok collects an excessive amount of data.
And that's primary number one that they keep spitting out there.
So... Yeah. All your social media platforms, I would argue, collect excessive amounts of data about its consumer base.
Let's call it like it is. I mean, because, you know, right now, how many times, and even for you guys out there with an Unwoke Nation, where how many times have you sat there and you've had your phone sitting down, you know, maybe on the lunch table or you're out for a date or something like that, and you brought up something, you guys were talking about it for a long time, then all of a sudden you turn on your YouTube, you know, your YouTube account, and all of a sudden you start seeing videos about that. I know that's happened to me several times. Where it's like, okay, I didn't look up anything about this topic. I didn't type anything about this topic, but yet I'm getting videos and ads and stuff like that when I get onto, you know, Facebook or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, let's just call it like it is. Somebody's listening.
Right. So, number two, TikTok could be used by the Chinese government to spy on users. Okay.
Possibility.
Yeah. So this, if you're in the security business, privacy business, right? There's a whole industry around.
I mean, it isn't over balloons.
Yeah. The security, user data, user privacy, everything like that, right? So according to the privacy experts, most of us accept that handling over swaths of private data is the deal we make with social networks. I would agree with that. You know, I have told my friends who still give me a hard time about not being on Facebook that, you know, I don't need to be out there, right? So in exchange for giving us their services free of charge, they gather knowledge about us and use it to sell advertising on their platform, which is true, or sell our data to other firms trying to advertise to us elsewhere on the internet. Again, that is true.
And they also have, it's like, you know, where, you know, they'll have stuff where they have their own stores you can buy stuff from, you know. Yeah.
And so the issue, I think the first issue here that's a problem for the federal government is that TikTok is owned by Beijing tech giant ByteDance, making it unique as a non-American mainstream app, right? Think about that for a second. You have the probably the biggest social media platform right now, TikTok, and it isn't a US-based company, right? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube, for example, are all collect similar amounts of data, but they're all U.S. funded companies.
Right.
Right? So there's... Okay, I'll concede on number two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to skip down to number three. TikTok could be used as a brainwashing tool.
I can see that happening.
So, in November of 2022, a gentleman by the name of Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, told U.S. lawmakers the Chinese government could control the recommendation algorithm, which could be used for influence operation. The claim has been repeated many times. Those concerns are further inflamed by the fact that TikTok's sister app, Douyin, which is only available in China, is heavily censored and reportedly engineered to encourage educational and home and wholesome material to go viral for its young user base.
Hmm.
All social networks are heavily censored in China because China is a dictatorship.
Yep.
And they have an army of internet police deleting content which criticizes the government or excites political unrest.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if they're going to be that controlled over their own people, 1.3 billion people,
right?
Who says or they can't create a program, algorithm, whatever you want to call it, where so that could give some type of, you know, messages, you know, that we don't get to see maybe subconsciously or something like that, you know, to get the word out or about whatever it is they're trying to say.
Yeah, I agree. So I think from an overall picture perspective, we're dealing with theoretical fears and theoretical risk.
Mm-hmm.
There, the critics argue that TikTok is the proverbial Trojan horse.
That's okay. Kind of... It's like...
It's one of those... It looks harmless, but it could come back and bite you in the ass.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting note, though, when I was researching this. The first country to ban TikTok was India.
Mm.
And that was back in 2020 when India was the app's biggest market.
See, and that's interesting. I mean, because that's a country, I think, of 1.1 or 1.2 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying it was their largest market, and they decided, I would love to know, what was it that made, what was the tipping point for them to say, nah, we don't want to have this anymore?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see why that's the case, right? Now, the next one is, how soon could the app be banned after the bill has been passed, right?
Mm.
So it would take 120 days once the bill is passed, right? For the TikTok ban to theoretically go into place. And again, I say theoretically because of all the legal challenges. Okay, mm-hmm. And so with every legal lawsuit that gets filed, that 120-day clock
mm-hmm.
gets reset.
Yeah, that's got to be it. So yeah. You better have something. If that is the plan, you better have something that's pretty clear, saying like, okay, we're going to end this in 4 months. So.
And keep in mind, the banning of TikTok was incorporated into another set of bills.
Yeah.
Okay. So, back 3 days ago, on April 21st, House lawmakers approved a $95 billion foreign aid bill with funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan that also clears the way for the forced sale of TikTok.
Mm.
Okay. On the 23rd, the legislation passed the Senate and will now be sent to the president to sign into law, which he has done.
Yeah, from what I heard this afternoon, the way it's in the process of going to the president's office.
Yeah, so, and here's the thing. This isn't the first time we've tried to ban TikTok.
Nope.
right? Trump tried to do it in 2020 as well. Mm. And it failed then. Right?
Yeah.
But now it's interesting that Trump is criticizing the new legislation, arguing that limiting TikTok would unfairly benefit Facebook. And we know Trump has a big beef with Facebook.
Yeah.
And it kicked him off and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Right? And we're not going to get down the rabbit hole of Trump right. versus Facebook. Right? So, as I said, assuming everything was copacetic, realistically, the sale deadline for TikTok would be in 2025. Mm. Right? So, in theory, this all may be a moot point because, you know, if Trump wins, he could quash it, right?
Yeah, he could.
Say, no, not mm-hmm. happening type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And again, and that's just a reality of it.
Yeah, just, you know, being honest, yeah. You know, I mean, that's...
I don't know if this was more of a formal act, more of a...
Posturing?
Yeah, maybe in some capacity, yeah. right? As probably the most invasive way of giving China the finger. Right, mm. because in reality, Apple and Google could pull the app from their app store.
Right, well, they could. If it was that darn important to you.
But if you're an Apple or a Google, how many people are driving clicks to your app store?
Good point. Which means it's potential business for you.
Right. I would argue that is the downloading of TikTok from your app stores so big that it would literally impact your market cap of $3 trillion? I would say no.
That would be yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a
single app. They were already in the trillions before TikTok was even created.
Exactly. So it could be done that way. Again, there would be legal challenges to free speech. Mm-hmm. ByteDance is openly going to say they're going to challenge it, right? So mm-hmm. how have users here in the U.S. responded to the potential TikTok ban, right? Tiffany Yu, who is a young disability advocate from Los Angeles, told the BBC at a protest outside the White House the platform was vital to her work. And so this gets back to a point I made a little bit ago about the cottage industry that has grown up around TikTok as of late, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, in some capacity, you're trying to ban free speech. Mm-hmm. There is a, I guess you could call it job, if you're a social media influencer, right? Mm-hmm. There's the potential for impacting your business in some capacity, mm-hmm. right? But I think in the end, 2025 is going to come and go. And I think this is going to come and go as well, right? I wouldn't be surprised if the next president of the United States, you know, assuming that Trump wins, that, you know, this could get, you know, canceled and everything like that.
Yeah, right? But honestly, I mean, no matter who wins where, so this is not going to be at the top of their agenda.
No.
It's not. It's, you know, there are so many other things that are going on in our country right now
yep.
that it's just like, you know, yeah, this might be something, but this is like the least of people's concerns. So whether Trump ends up being reelected or whatever other president, you know, it's like, yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's going to be one of those things like, okay, like he would have a tendency even on, and this is what I always knew about it. So whenever he would talk on, he would have the question and answer where at some of his rallies mm-hmm. He's on the campaign trail and he says, and somebody would ask him a question. He says, oh, we're going to go ahead and look into that. And as soon, I heard him say it enough that he would give an answer and like, well, it's like, no, we'll be looking into that.
Right.
That's when I knew it was like, you're not going to be looking into it.
So TikTok is blocked in Iran, Nepal, Afghanistan, Somalia. Okay, right. The UK government and parliament banned TikTok from staff worker devices in 2023, as has the European Commission, right? The BBC also advised staff to delete TikTok from corporate phones because of security fears. So I can definitely see from a corporate device perspective, mm-hmm. right? TikTok being kicked off, and I mean, maybe even companies kicking TikTok out, but do I see it getting kicked out of the country? No, I don't. I don't see it happening.
I agree with you, man, Tim. I just think it's going to be something that's going to be on the back burner. I mean, they would need some like serious information that would make people go, yeah,
we told you so type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Unwoke Nation, man, we'd love to get your guys' thoughts on this. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to keep TikTok now after knowing that the federal government has signed into law the process of at least wanting to ban TikTok? Do you have a cottage industry that is growing up around TikTok? We'd love to hear from you guys. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Again, that is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, as always, it's a pleasure. Unwoke Nation, just remember, always stay unwoke.
All right, guys. See you next time.